I'd like to just read a single verse in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, and verse 10, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. This verse has been coming into my mind literally for weeks now, and I just feel the Lord is saying something to me about it, and I'd like to share, I won't call it an impression, I call it just the verse itself, with each one of us, that we might be concerned that we think about what Paul is saying to the Corinthians in this verse. Always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus. What impressed me, we know a lot about, I say we know, perhaps we don't, but we know something about the death of Christ and its tremendous effects for each one of us. How much do we think about the dying of Jesus? Speak very carefully, because the matter is so holy, really. But the dying strikes me as being involving the process that our blessed Lord went through when he died. Think of those hours on the cross when he hung there, dying. From the moment those soldiers put him there, he started that process, if we may say so, so carefully, of dying. And we're to think about that, we're to bear it about in the body, the dying of Jesus, but it's in view of something, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. We all are concerned about life. As Christians, spiritual life, we're all concerned about life in our gatherings. It just struck me that this verse is perhaps holds a clue to it as to whether I'm prepared to face up to what the Spirit would say to me about the dying of Jesus. What effect it would have if the dying of Jesus really affected me, hour by hour, day by day, through my life here, would it be that it was the life of Jesus that was more evident in my walk as an individual Christian and as my in my part in the company where the Lord has set us? Maybe others would like to just share that exercise. And if it is so, may the Lord bless each one of us for his name's sake.
Amen.